Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jack Oldrich is our guest, the author of Jump the Curve. Also, the next week's thing is really small. Foresight 2020. Jack, is that the new one?
That is correct, yep.
Foresight 2020. Our future explores the trends transforming tomorrow. I encourage you to check that out. We're talking about the questions that you should be asking about your future, not the answers, folks. And if you have a team, Jack, right, you should be asking your team these questions, and then when you ask them, you should shut up, right?
That's right. You know, the good Lord gave us two ears and one mouth for a very specific reason.
Right.
So we all need to be doing a better job listening.
So we asked earlier, what don't we know? That was one of your first questions. What don't we know? And I was just pointing out that we're so busy making presumptions and predictions, it's hard for us to get into the mode of asking the question, isn't it?
It really is, but we have to make time for this. There are so many trends that are moving so fast. You know, new wearable devices, advances in social media, 3D manufacturing, nanotechnology, big data, the Internet of Things, all of these trends, they're real, and they're changing the world under our very feet. And a lot of people don't know anything about them. And so let's just start there, is to say, look, let's, you know, find out from other futurists what they think are the trends mm-hmm. that are going to most affect your business, and then really spend some time thinking about it, reading about it, and then asking questions about how it's going to change your business and where are the opportunities. I mean, that's what entrepreneurs do, is they find those opportunities, and the best way to do that is, I think, through questions. There's a wonderful quote that says, it's not the answer that enlightens, it's the question.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the right question, a light bulb will go on, and you'll say, yes, I need to answer that question because there's opportunity and money in the answer.
You know, one of the great practical ways to use your advice there, that I've been telling small business owners for decades now, go to your industry's trade group meetings, your conventions, where your industry shows up. You'll hear speakers, you'll find material, you'll see exhibits. If you want to see what your industry is focusing on 2, 3, 5 years from now, you need to go to those events and network and educate yourself. What do you think, Jack?
That's so true. Frequently, you know, both you and I are keynote speakers at these events, and we kind of set the big picture. But then the breakout sessions at a lot of these will do a deeper dive on all of these trends, and they'll start helping you understand the trends and understand what you don't know and help you answer many of the questions that might be percolating in your head. So, yeah, I couldn't agree more, and they're wonderful resources.
So another question is how does your company pay, how do you pay closer attention? How would you ask that question? How would you use that?
That's a great, and you know what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to send you a resource. It's just a one-page resource of all of the periodicals I go to on a daily basis, and I don't expect your readers to do this, but there's some wonderful resources that you can just quickly read on
a daily
basis. And they'll tell you about how fast the world is changing, and they'll really get your mental juices flowing. But two great resources, there's a British magazine called The Economist.
Mm-hmm.
Four times a year they have something called the Technology Quarterly Review. They'll just tell you, here's how the world is changing, here's mm-hmm. the questions you need to be asking. And then MIT's Technology Review has a free daily review where they'll send you a couple of articles about how your world is changing on a daily basis that you should read, think, reflect on, and then ask some questions.
Well, and the thing is the things that you read might not necessarily be an aha moment for you, but it might be a piece of the puzzle that you've already got six other pieces you've come up with on your own, and this might be just there might be like one sentence in one of those articles, and you say, that's the piece of the puzzle I'm missing.
That's right. Don't you think that's what entrepreneurs really do? They're extraordinary dot connectors. Mm-hmm. But the more dots you have, the more likely those connections are going to come. So you never know where those little nuggets are going to be found. And the resources that I'll send you, there's some great opportunities to find nuggets.
Great. You know, another thing, and of course, when you ask these questions, there needs to be someone receiving the question, right? There needs to be, and that's the reason why. I mean, you could ask these questions of your people. I really think that's critical. And Jack, you know, one of my best ones is you know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great one to ask an employee. But the other one is to ask a peer or ask someone that's an expert. When you go to these conferences or if you hear a speaker, you know, ask a question. It really bothers me if I go to an event and I don't get a bunch of questions. I worry about an organization that don't have questions. Even if I didn't do a great job of inspiring questions, they ought to be taking advantage of and asking questions.
And the reason that this is so important is because frequently they will reframe the question. And let me just give you an example. Frequently we'll ask people this question: how intelligent are you on a scale of 1 to 10? People have an answer. But that's not necessarily the best question. I'm going to use the same four words, but how are you intelligent? It's reframed the question, but it gives you a different insight, is that all of us are intelligent in a different way, and if we can listen to other people, see the world from their perspective, they're going to give us new insights. So
here's a question I want to get Jack to talk about when we come back. If you could challenge me on anything that I'm saying, what would that be? How about a question like that for your employees? Quick break, Tintail. Jack Oldrich and I will be right back. Jack, quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.